Oh my God, we're back. We're talking nerd talk off air, and I'm like,
why did I hit record?
I'll just hit record, and we can talk nerd on air.
Good point.
This is Saki Bamagogo. My name's Mao. With me, as always,
Promi.
And this is the show that brings you Asian music and punk and garage, and now we're going to talk about nerd stuff.
And it's also the show that comes after Indie Circuit.
Yes. And it's also, we have an app of some kind or something. Go get Alexa to tell you, and then download.
You say, hey, Alexa, and then pause, and then...
And it's like, how can I help you? And you're like, make sure my phone has the simple radio app on it so I can listen to Radio St. Pete on the go, as the kids don't say. And then she's going to be like, I'm not in charge of your phone, jerk. And you're like, well, then remind me in an hour to pick up my phone and download that app. And she's going to be like, what do I look like? Your maid? And I'll be like, shut up, Alexa. And then she's going to sell all my secrets to the spies in Russia. Damn it, Alexa.
So as a way of promoting the app, I think that was a big fail. I don't know.
I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. We'll try harder next time.
Yeah, anyway, let's call it a 3.
We were talking about, all fair about, there's a new pinball machine that Stern has released. It's the Deadpool. And of course, you know, Deadpool has kind of really, it's a runaway freight train. You know what I mean? Like, this is, it's a money, it prints money. You know, the actor, Ryan Reynolds is perfect for it. I don't say that easily. I mean, I wanted to hate that. And I saw the first one. I was like, oh my God, this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And I accepted it. You know, I was like, you know what? This is great. This is as funny as everyone's saying. You know, I was worried about the snark and I was worried about this. And that's what this is, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a fourth wall break from the brooding Batman jerks and the super uptight.
And you know, the beauty of that is they can do whatever the hell they want. And in the second movie, he makes references a couple times, like, now that's just lazy writing. Exactly. You know,
so perfect.
He says a couple of things, and it's like, that's perfect, because as long as they troll themselves, nobody else can. You know,
yeah.
That which means they can literally get away with anything, including a character whose special power is being lucky.
Yep. And on the side, of the pinball machine,
which is the best plot device ever,
he's riding a shark. He's punching riding a dinosaur, punching a shark,
wow,
or something like that. And then there's all these little funny things throughout the playfield. Like, at least it's not another movie franchise pinball machine. And there's all this stuff. They did all this stuff to protect it, you know? Mm-hmm. And at one point it launches an 8-bit fighting game starring Deadpool. And if you're losing, he starts making fun of you and stuff like that. Like,
wow.
Yeah. It's well thought out then. And I mean, obviously they're going to protect this franchise because, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, X-Men is I like X-Men more than probably I should. I give it passes a lot of times. I don't overthink things. I don't care. No. I don't have any vested interest in those books or the comics or the story. I don't care. To me, it's just a dumb action movie. So
like,
it's funny.
King Don would be so proud of you right now because you called them books.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and it's one of those things where if you don't have a vested interest, it's okay just to like something and not care.
Yeah.
Wolverine didn't do that in real. I don't care. It's just,
yeah.
So, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, now X-Men, now Deadpool. I'm becoming quite the enthusiast of Marvel, and I don't know how to feel about that.
Man, it's popular culture today, you know.
It's changed.
A decade ago, 20 years ago, you know, that might have been a weird thing, but those are the big movies
that
now.
Really,
I mean,
really
that is
crazy.
Which is kind of funny when you think about it that the biggest thing in theaters is now based off comic books.
And 15 years ago,
you know, Batman, I think, was the only comic book character that actually could be in a movie. You know, Batman was the only character that I actually made money on, really.
Yeah. And Batman was funny. Then he was campy and terrible. If you rewatch those, oh my God. Then he was so angry and brooding, he made sad clowns cry. You know, I don't even know what he's doing now. I'm assuming he just hates everything, right?
He's trying to prop up a cinematic universe and failing, but you know, you can't blame Batman. He's the only character in any of that that's actually just a plain old human, you know.
Yeah.
If anything, they should be glad.
Superpower is fueled by sadness, and that scene of his mom's pearls getting ripped off. Here's some music.
I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number 3.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number 3.
I'm alone, little honey! Please, come down, don't fail. Say!
don't get me wrong, this song's so fine. It's got me by your head in the night. Never hit that. When it's a one, you've got all this to live to wait, yeah. Never hit that. When my heart stands still, every good image is just a time in my baby. Never hit that. Never hit that. When it's a man who wants to do it in the night. Little baby bar, the sun's so fine. It's gonna be back your head in the night. When it's a one, you gotta just need to wait, yeah. When I don't stand still, every god image is just a dummy, my baby.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Dude, we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
OMG! Exclamation point. That was, of course, Lulu's Marble, the band I blind bought and fell in love with, and only to find out that she passed away in a car crash. Much love to Lulu's Marble. I played off of their their Love Rock CD. I played Roadrunner, Candy, and Jack the Ripper. Now, we continued our off-air thing, and I said, who's the fishy guy? And then he said, oh, that's DC. And I said, oh, does that, who cares? And then I said, oh, yeah, what happened with your, are you still doing your MoviePass thing? And are you still doing the MoviePass thing?
Oh, wow. The trials and tribulations of MoviePass. I still have it. I don't know. Okay.
Uh-oh.
a lot's happened with MoviePass in the last month or two. The last time I went to use it, and this is a sad, sad tale. I went to use it, and I was going to go to a movie with my son. We were going to go see Hotel Transylvania 3, which had been out for... a month and a half, is coming to the end of its run in normal theaters.
Like, you're not bumping anybody out of their seats for this one.
And, the thing with MoviePass, it was you're only buying your ticket. So I actually went online and bought his ticket, and I paid the online fees or whatever, because I was going to buy it for one of the theaters that actually do have online ticketing for. Otherwise, you got to show up and pick your seat there, and it's when it's like two or more people and you're showing up like 20 minutes before the movie, God help you.
I don't like the new pick your seat thing. I don't like it. But moving on.
Yeah. It kind of forces you into the buying your tickets online and paying an extra $2 to be able to buy your ticket online.
You're like, no, I don't want to do this. Please just let me sit somewhere.
But anyway, I buy his ticket and then I go to do mine, which I got to do right afterwards because otherwise one of the seats next to him might not be available.
And explain why your kid's sitting between two weird people. You're like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And it won't work. And I go, I try it again, and it said, after the third time, it suggests I use the online help feature in the app. So I launch the online help chat feature, and it's a bot, which means you're not actually chatting with a live human being, at least not initially. The purpose of the bot is to try to direct you to FAQs if it can, or, to get rid of you. And it keeps leading me down FAQs that have nothing to do with it. And so I finally get a combination of words that I think is going to get it to send me to people. And I just get this blanket message about how we apologize for problems with reserved tickets, whatever, using the debit card. However, online ticketing is working and we encourage you to go to a theater that's using that feature. And I'm like, that's what I'm trying to do.
The moral of the story is you dropped like $25 to Steve.
So now I have to buy my ticket. And not only do I have to buy my ticket, but I have to buy it online again. And I pay more for the online service fee because I buy it separately from the original ticket. But what am I going to do? I would have just said screw it and lost the $9 or whatever for his kid's ticket, except for the fact that he knew we were going. So I fire off an angry email to them. I fire off like an angry message and... I get a reply back 2 days later that's, again, telling me about the online ticketing. And I'm like, are you people even reading your emails? Blah, 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 blah. Well, So yesterday I get a response from this. This was like 2.5 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, saying, you know, if you were having problems with purchasing, if you want to send us a copy of your ticket, we will refund your ticket price.
Nice.
Problem is I don't have my ticket anymore because I paid out of pocket 2.5 weeks ago. And when my first attempt at contacting them turned into a whole telling me to do what I did. And the thing is in their FAQ, they say that if you buy your ticket without getting online approval, then they're not going to refund it. So I wasn't expecting to get my money back for it.
So does it work anymore? I mean,
okay. So I went to a movie this weekend with it, and it did work. But so
what happened?
Okay, so they're doing screwy things with it right now. The plan is changing at the end of the month,
and so they're not losing money. They're not hemorrhaging money anymore.
And you had to opt into the change, but between now and then, they're basically openly saying that your availability of movies is going to be
drastically less,
and they're going to be different movies each day, and some of them are going to be blocked. Like one day I logged in and the only thing, you know, like when the new Mission Impossible movie came out originally, that was blacklisted. You couldn't see it wouldn't show up as an available option. The other day I log in, that's the only damn movie they'll let you see. I mean, like apparently they're getting paid for that one now. And then another day I log in and the only movie it wants to pay for is Meg, you know, that giant shark one. Now, any of the movies that they do online ticket, any of the theaters that they do online ticketing for, you still get the full, whatever showing in that theater you can go see. But that's because they have an arrangement with those theaters, so they're not paying full price for those tickets.
Right.
Like Studio Movie Grill, which is one of the theaters, I think makes most of their money off of food. I mean, they actually have a real restaurant in
the theater. They don't care what they're showing you.
They actually have a full restaurant. Like you can go there and not see a movie just to eat there, and people do. So clearly, they make more money on the food than they do the movie. But
you're gonna like launch the app one day and be like, I didn't even know Ernest Scared Stupid was still in the theaters. You know, like I don't want to watch that.
But at the end of the month, though, the plan changes to 3 movies a month instead of unlimited. So
this is the nail in the coffin, right? Yeah, I mean, because once it gets hard to use something, it just goes away. Like now, you might still ride it out because you'll get your money's worth. Because truthfully, you see one movie, you've gotten your money's worth.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is, somebody like me is like, nah, done. Well, you know, I would just not. The second anything minorly inconveniences me, I'm like, nope, and I just cancel the service.
Well, I'm still taking the wait and see approach. I have yet to lose money on it yet. I have yet to lose money on any of the months that I've owned it.
Of course.
Or I've had
You see a lot of movies, you know, so it's all good.
You know, and some of this is irritating. We were going to see Hotel Transylvania, whether I got my ticket for free or not anyway.
You're like, that boat sailed no matter whether I was paying or not.
Yeah, so, and you know, what they're doing right now is kind of screwy, and it is kind of pissing me off. But, and the 3 movies a month thing is, that's a far cry from 1 movie a day. But I looked at my viewing history, and you know, the very first month I had it, I went to see 6 movies, but my average is about 2 to 3 movies a month. 1 month I went to see 4, but for the most part, I'm not actually going like crazy. I just, in the beginning it was like, oh, that's free, I'm going to go to as many as I can get in. And looking at some of those movies, they're movies that I may not have even watched on Netflix if they'd been rolling around.
You know, you got to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
It's like a buffet. All right, here's some music. We'll be right back. So wait and see if you were a new subscriber, you're thinking about doing the movie pass.
And I should mention, too, the other thing where they catch you, which they implemented last year, so way, way back, if you cancel, you got to wait nine months before they'll let you sign up again. That was like the beginning. Ooh, right there. They're like, okay, we're about to yank your chain.
Ooh, you're scaring me now.
But if you cancel and things work out, you're gonna be mad you canceled. So
nah.
You know, yeah.
Well, we'll be right back. Here's some music.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
So good, keep it up, make you feel alright. Love you all, but then I feel so good. Love is the power. Love is the power. Take my
Love me all the way, and I feel so good. Leave your love to make you feel alright. Love me all the way, and I feel so good.
sometime in the spring. You remember, honey, the fucker.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
There, see? For all those who write in and say, you only play stuff that screams and hurts my eardrums, that was the Pebbles. They didn't scream hardly at all. That was...
The Bam Bams.
Yes.
They
that
scream.
That was off of Love is a Given. I played Love is a Given, We Are the Pebbles, and Holographic. I almost put in a fourth one, but I was like, four Pete's a little bit. That's pushing my luck. Especially with a band that doesn't scream in your face. Now, if it was screaming, I would have probably played a fourth one if I knew it had that extra scream. Because that's what keeps you awake as you're listening to Saki Bamagogo on your late night shift. And you're toiling away in the factories or the cube farms. Turn to us as your number one source of screaming people in your head.
Moving on.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit more about that movie passing, saying, well, other people start branching out and doing their own stuff, and that's exactly what happened to all the streaming services. Like the Netflix used to be like just slammed with all this content, crazy stuff, good stuff, and then everyone, one by one, everyone was like, no, we'll do our own thing. And then, you know, Universal took their stuff because we're going to launch our own Watch Our Monster Movies from the 30s channel. And you're like, yeah, good luck with that. No one, you know, give me a break.
Well, there's one player out there that's doing that, going forward with that, and I think they might actually stand a chance.
Who's that?
Disney.
Oh, Disney, yeah. You know who?
Includes all that Marvel stuff, all the Disney stuff, and now all the Fox stuff.
Wow, see, if they get Fox, I was thinking, I know Criterion has a channel. Now, that intrigues me. I never looked into it, but I was like, ooh, I don't have TV. I just rely on what I get. I watch stuff I have. I watch, and I have Netflix, and I have the Fire Stick. Now Prime, and the Fire Stick have done really well for me. Netflix and the Fire Stick and Prime, you know, watching.
So Netflix and Prime.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm mixing them up. I'm kind of a simple guy. I can, you know what I mean? Like I watch these crazy B movies. They have some of that weird stuff. I like the totally like. No one's ever heard of this movie from the 50s as aliens scoop up bikini women. That's the stuff I watch.
I'll tell you, I have cable because it's free with my association fees, and I don't really watch it. There's a couple shows.
Yeah.
There's like one or two shows, and when I say that, I mean like out of the entire year.
That's amazing.
There's one or two shows, and when they're not in season, I forget it's even there.
And I started wondering if the stuff I used to watch is still on, and I was like, I don't even care. Like I used to like Pawn Stars, but then they got weird, and the old man died, and that one guy was a druggie, Chumley, and I was like,
and Storage Wars.
And it got so
stupid. That stuff's just like rotting your brain. And I mean, that's quote unquote reality.
It's the fakest stuff in the world.
It's the worst scripted television ever. It's like
no, and we're watching the dumbest people in the world.
We don't have writers. We have producers. We don't have actors. We have personalities.
Yeah, whatever the hell this is, you know. I'm like, I am better off watching the Martians that came for the bikini party in the 50s.
Listen, I'll give you a little update. I actually saw a little bit of Storage Wars the other day, and that guy, the fat annoying guy, that's always, yep,
oh yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm now, gonna sell this now for $98.
Now has like a line of merchandise, you know, because he's trying to like trademark the yep thing.
We're lost as people.
That's, so I remember seeing that here. I remember seeing him here, and I saw that, and he came, you know, and he shows up on whatever, and he's wearing a black shirt that says yep.
Yeah.
And a hat that says yep. And
well, and it was one of the things that struck me as really funny, because it's hard to sell stuff now. I you know, because I sell stuff when something kind of outlives its usefulness in my life, I get rid of it. Either I throw it away or I try.
As much as he hates it, Mal still turns to Craigslist,
and I sell stuff. It's not easy to just say, oh, you know, you said this is where this is where that. And that's what this guy, that one, that jerk you're talking about, that's when I turned it off, because I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's like a 4-year-old. If you're like, yep. well, how are you gonna sell, you paid $30,000 for this and it's filled with this. Oh, that's easy. This is going to be $300. Like, he's just making up numbers to make it like how a 3-year-old would say, or not 8-year-old, whatever. How they don't apply logic or reality to something. They just try to prove their point by saying words.
Yeah.
And
that's what a lot of people do.
That's what this guy did. Every time you talk to him, he's like, oh, this chair, that's $80. I'm like, that's an IKEA chair that you get for $12. You know, like, that's not even, and they just don't even apply reality, but people love it. And they're still on air and making more than me a year. Wrap your head around that. All right, here's some 5678s.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
We'll be right back. murder beat. Jack the Ripper TV with the dancing feet. Hey, what do you see? Murder walking on you.
Close, very, very close.
Police thought the girl had been hacked to pieces by a sex maniac. But now investigation reveals much more. The terror they are hunting is something less than human, more monster than man. This girl wasn't born. She was assembled piece by piece from living human flesh. The killer took her apart the same way. This is what nightmares are made of. Scream and Scream Again with Vincent Price, Christopher Lee, and Peter Cushing is the ultimate in horror shock that will make you scream and scream again in color. Rated M.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a Mockingbird. And if that Mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
The blue form. Anyway, that was the 5678s. I played Typhoon Girl, Green Onions, and Teenage Mojo Workout off of course, Teenage Mojo Workout. Yay for all of that, like always. And then I played a Scream and Scream Again, a classic Trash-O-Rama movie. I do another podcast. I've done podcasts for about 100 million years now, and this is I do one for B movies. And I haven't done a live show for quite some time. I kind of, the co-host left, and I was
back to his planet
and wherever, yeah. And I never talked to him again. It was whatever. And I was like, kind of like, eh, I can still do it. And then I was kind of talking to myself, and I thought I would get like the spark back, because I've been dropping in the Asian Cult Cinemas. Before we did Saki Bama Gogo, we did a show called Asian Cult Cinema. It was like talking about kung fu movies and stuff like that. So I've just been dropping in twofers and uploading them.
Mm-hmm.
Still content, still whatever. They're fine. They're actually pretty good shows that haven't been out there except for on Radio St. Pete. You know. And I still have probably half a year left of these things. I'm kind of like, do I search out another B-movie enthusiast, or do I just let this go away? You know, and that's a tough decision. We're at 340 shows.
I say you put an ad on Craigslist and just let those ships fall where they may.
How about not that? It's just one of those things, you know, it's a tough decision though. You know, it's kind of like, if I don't have the passion for it or I can't carry it by myself, then what's the point of doing it? You know, I still am watching the same movies. It's not like I haven't changed one bit, except I don't talk about the movies I watch now, you know, and that you do pay attention more. You realize as you're watching these crazy movies, you have to some dissection.
They should make a reality TV show about you.
The guy who makes nothing doing everything. All I need is a catchphrase. I mean, No, I'm not dumb enough for that. But yeah, that'd be fun to be just, if I could get paid to do nothing but watch B movies, I bet you they couldn't break me.
I could see you being on speakerphone with somebody talking about them coming to pick up a pinball machine. You know, the cameras, you know, showing your face as.
No, yeah, I don't know what to do. I know I don't have to make the decision for some time, but I almost kind of like want to figure it out one way or the other at some point. It's like kind of looming over my heart. I don't know. I do like talking about B-movies, but if I'm not bringing anything exciting or new to the table, then what's the point, you know? And to be honest, even the last year with the co-host that I used to have, you know, his heart wasn't into it anymore. It was kind of just trudging along, and that sucks. What's the point of doing that, you know?
Yeah.
And I always, even when I try to interject fun and excitement, it just wasn't happening, you know? So I don't know. Maybe I'll figure something out, or maybe I'll just let it die and focus all my energy on Saki Bama Gogo. So brace yourself, everyone. More energy might be coming, but here's some more music.
Seen the new Playboy?
Good.
Oh, there it is.
All right.
I like that.
Yeah. You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
All right, that was the screamiest of bands. Of course, that was best. Nah, not even close. That was the best. That was Lolita number 18. That's not true because The Bat is the screamiest of screamy heads. I played off of best of Lolita number 18, tracks 3, 4, and 5, because it's all in Japanese and I can't read that very well. So it looks like that's about it for this week. You got anything else? Are we wrapping it up? Yeah. We're all good. I'll keep you all posted. I know you're very concerned about the other Slow Bro But A Go Go. And you can send me emails.
It's got a cool logo.
It does have a cool logo. It's because I didn't make it. The one I made was very sad. And then King Don, who has an artistic ability, he drew one. And I was like, well, that's way better. Because mine was just a compilation of like a garbage can and a robot. And it was very funny. It was like a sad kind of like a mentally challenged robot.
Well, that was kind of what you were going for, though, to be fair.
It was. And then what happened was I was like, oh, I think I have his logo. And he drew, and I was like, oh, hell, I'm using that for sure, because this thing I made was a piece of crap, you know. It was like Wally got, his body was a garbage can, and then he got hit in the head with some bats, you know, and it was all bent. It's funny. I should put that on a shirt and just say the saddest little robot or something. Probably sell.
Maybe or you not. Could make slow robot a go go shirts.
I could do that. Or I could make shirts of any kind. I make any Saki Vama go go shirts. I wonder
next
if they would
week
sell.
On Mao Reality TV.
Would they sell? Of course not. That stuff never sells. All right, I guess that's it for this week. My name's Mao. With me as always,
Promi.
And with us as always, the feline with the mostest destructo who hasn't moved.
Studio Cat.
Studio Cat. All right, we'll see you next week, everyone. Thanks for listening.